Okay, let's jump right into this deep dive. There is a massive financial reckoning on the horizon for the Australian financial services sector.
A truly massive one. And we're going to be talking about the Compensation Scheme of Last Resort, or CSLR.
Exactly. And the mission today is to really get to the bottom of why mortgage brokers, who are, a pretty low-risk group, are being dragged in to potentially foot the bill for some really spectacular failures by financial advisors.
It's a huge structural issue. And I think we have to start with the main figure, the really dramatic number.
Let's hear it.
The CSLR has put out its first levy estimate for the 2027 financial year, and it is a shocking $137.5 million.
Wow. And that's what, an 82% increase from the year before?
An 82% jump. It's just an incredible figure.
So $137 million, where is all that liability actually coming from?
Well, that's the absolute core of the problem, isn't it? The asymmetry, almost all of it. $126.9 million of it.
Which is about 92% of the total.
92%. It's coming from just one place, the personal financial advice subsector.
And this is where the whole thing just sort of falls apart.
It completely breaks. Because that $126 million absolutely obliterates the annual cap they have in the legislation.
Which is only $20 million.
Just $20 million. So you're looking at a breach of over $100 million.
$106.9 million, yeah.
And that's the trigger. That's what activates this really controversial special levy mechanism.
And that special levy is how they start pulling in other sectors, like brokers.
Exactly. I mean, the direct levy for credit intermediaries, for brokers, is only about $2.2 million.
But here's the paradox, and this is what you, the listener, really need to grasp. The data from the MFAA shows there are basically zero expected complaints from the broking sector that would fall under this scheme.
Zero. So that $2.2 million they're paying, it's pretty much all for administrative costs.
Yeah.
They're stable, they're not causing the claims, but they face this huge moral hazard.
So how can they be forced to pay for someone else's mess? What's the, the legal justification here?
It all comes down to one part of the law.
Yeah.
Section 1069H of the Corporations Act. It basically gives all the power to the Minister of Financial Services, Daniel Molino.
And what does that power let him do?
Well, if the minister decides that forcing the advice sector to pay that entire $100+ million shortfall would harm the viability of that sector,
he can just spread the debt around.
He can enact a cross-sector special levy. He can make other sectors, like broking, pay the difference.
But if that $100 million hole wasn't bad enough, there's something else coming, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. That's not even the full story. There's a massive shadow liability just waiting in the wings.
You're talking about the collapse of the Shieldmaster and First Guardian Master funds.
I am. We're talking $1.2 billion in lost retirement savings. These were actually excluded from the current CSLR estimate.
Why? Why would they leave something that big out?
They cited actuarial uncertainty. But make no mistake, those claims are absolutely coming.
And what's the potential cost when they're finally included?
It could easily add another $125 million to the bill.
Which brings us to a really crucial date then, June 2026.
That's the day of reckoning. That's when the revised estimate is due. Once those collapses are factored in, the advice sector's liability is going to shoot past $250 million.
Which makes a huge special levy seem almost unavoidable.
And very quickly, before we finish, there's one other thing that's inflating all these numbers.
It's about how the compensation is actually calculated, right, by AFCA.
Precisely. They use what's called a but-for test. And it doesn't just include the actual capital someone lost.
It also includes the hypothetical money they would have earned if it had been invested properly.
Yes, the opportunity cost. And some reports show that makes up around 80% of major claims. It just blows the final bill up for everyone.
So let's bring it all together for you. This isn't just about an annual fee. This is about a precedent being set.
The core question is this. Will the minister see this as a genuine one-off black swan event, which justifies socializing the loss across stable sectors like broking?
Or will they actually enforce the polluter pays principle and make the advice sector responsible for its own failures?
And our final thought for you to take away is this. The decision made in 2026 could permanently attach a new kind of risk to every broker's business.
A contingent liability. For the misconduct of a completely unrelated financial advice firm, that risk is the real game changer you need to prepare for.